Harper Audio presents Sure of You, written and read by Armistead Maupin.
There was something different about his wife's face, Brian Hawkins had decided. Something around the mouth, maybe. He tilted his head until his eyes were even with hers, then withdrew a little like someone appraising a portrait. God, she was pretty. She gave depth to pretty, investing it with seriousness and intent. But something was eating at her, nibbling away from inside while she sat there smiling, nodding, speaking softly of pet bereavement. "And Fluffy is a Pomeranian," replied this morning's guest, a big blousy matron straight out of Laurel and Hardy. "And when did she pass away?" 3 months ago," said the matron. "Almost four." Poor old cow, he thought, headed straight for the slaughterhouse. "So you decided to have her freeze-dried," said the woman. "Freeze-dried," said Marianne. There was nervous tittering in the studio audience, nervous because Marianne had yet to abandon her respectful funereal face. "Be nice to this lady," it said. "She's a human being like anyone else." As usual, it was hugely effective. Marianne was never caught with blood on her hands. His partner Michael walked into the nursery office. "Who's she got today?" he asked. "Watch," said Brian, turning up the sound. The woman was opening a wooden carrying case shaped like a doghouse. "She's my child," she was saying. "My precious little baby. She's never been just a dog to me." The camera moved in for a tight shot as the woman plunged her hands into the box and produced her precious Fluffy, fluffy as ever. "It's not moving," said Michael. "It's dead," Brian told him. "Freeze-dried." While Michael hooted, the woman arranged the rigid beast on her lap, patting its snowy fur into place. To Brian, she seemed horribly vulnerable. Her lip trembled noticeably as her eyes darted back and forth between the audience and her inquisitor. "There are some people," said Marianne, even more gently than before, "who might find this unusual." "Yes," nodded the woman. "But she keeps me company. I can always pet her." She demonstrated this feature half-heartedly, then gave Marianne a look of excruciating innocence. "Would you like to try it?" Marianne shot the quickest of takes to the audience. The camera, as usual, was ready for her. As the studio reverberated with laughter, Brian reached out and slapped the set off with his palm. "Hey," said Michael, "that was good stuff." "She was set up," said Brian. "Come on, you don't go on TV with a freeze-dried dog and not expect a little teasing." "Did you see her face, man? She wasn't expecting that." "Hey, fellas," said a customer in the doorway. "Oh," blurted Michael. "Find what you need?" "Yeah, if somebody could help me load them." Brian jumped to his feet. "Hey, fix you right up." The woman strode, no, slinked, through several aisles of shrubbery making her selections. Brian followed her, feeling a boner growing in his overalls, then lugged the cans back to the office. "Will that be all?" he asked. She handed him her Visa card. "That'll do it." Her hair was brick red and sleek as sealskin. Something watching from behind her molten eyes made him think she might be shopping for more than shrubbery. "You been here long?" she asked. Me or the nursery?" Her mouth flickered. "You." "I've been here 3 years, I guess." She tapped her long fingers on the countertop. "I used to come here when it was called something else. God's Green Earth." "Oh, yeah," she smiled. "I like Planned Parenthood better." "Yeah, so do I." She signed the slip with a flourish, then ripped the carbons into neat little squares. "Think I could tax those muscles?" "What? Oh, sure. My car's down the street." He had grabbed two of the cans when Polly came bolting into the office. "Need a hand with those?" That's okay, he said. You sure? His employees sauntered around the shrubs. You can't do three. Says who? Polly gave him a half-lidded smile and a courtly little sweep of the hand as if to say, she's all yours, Greedy. She was young enough to be his daughter, but she could be pretty damn intuitive when it came to sex. The woman looked at Brian, then at Polly, then at Brian again. Okay, he told Polly. Give me a hand. Flashing a freckled grin, Polly hefted two of the cans and led the way down the sidewalk. Behind her strode the redhead, pale and cool as marble, her ass looking awesome in a knee-length white sweater. Brian brought up the rear, lugging his lone plant and feeling, against his better instincts, less a man for it.